Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Steve, here it is, our last break of the day, last break of the week on this Friday. And I just wanted to remind everyone that the women of the Steve Harvey Morning Show will be taking the mic this Monday morning for International Women's Day.
Woo-hoo!
On the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, yeah. It'll Let's go, ladies.
Get it, girls.
Carla Farrell, Cheryl Underwood will join us. We're going to have Mississippi Monica stepping from behind the mic.
That's
to
gonna be
in front.
Great.
Behind the scenes, she'll let us know what she does and everything. And of course, I'll be here.
Now, let me just say this. Let me say this about Monday. When Mississippi Monica get on the mic, that is not Sister Odell.
You ain't even have to go there.
I know that.
That is Mississippi Monica. This was Odell's voice as a teenager. But that will be Mississippi Monica. I think they go, are y'all Zooming?
Oh, yeah, yes. We're going to Zoom for sure.
So y'all will be able to see. We got some attractive girls on this show. So y'all going to be pleasantly surprised. If you ever wanted to put a face with the voice, this would be your chance. And I think the lady's going to do a wonderful job. Congratulations, lady. Looking forward to a great show from y'all.
Thank you,
A lot of content, a lot of important things. Mm-hmm. They'll have some fun. But it's just going to be girls talk. So get your wine, get your coffee with a little, you know, spike it a little
early,
bit,
but,
and sit in with the lady. Cheryl Underwood gonna join them.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You know, Monica drank Tito's in her coffee, so and then
coffee.
She'll have some Tito's in her coffee. Shirley don't drink at all, and Shirley drank her speech slurs immediately
after one sip.
Yeah, one sip, cause alcohol swells her tongue. So I can't drink that.
We're celebrating women on International Women's Day on Monday, so please join us. Please. We will be right here. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, very much.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Hi, Steve.
You can take it away.
Junior J. Yeah.
Hey, you know, my closing remarks today, I want to do something inspirational for everybody. I want to remind you all that you have an opportunity in front of you every day that you wake up to pursue a vision or a dream. I want you to start thinking about every day as a precious gift, because so many times people put off what they could do today, they put it off for tomorrow. You know, people call it procrastination, but what it is, it's just a simple act of you actually think that it's okay to just let another day go by, and it's not. You've got to really show an appreciation for these blessings that you have of waking up every day. Every day you wake up, you should spend every day marching, walking, crawling, stepping, pulling yourself along, or inching your way to one of your goals, one of your visions, one of your aspirations. Every day. And look, success don't always come in giant leaps and bounds. Sometimes it's just increments. Sometimes success is just, I made it through today. Sometimes you don't always see forward progress, but because you don't see forward progress in pursuit of your dreams, aspirations, or goals, it don't mean you're not nearing them. Sometimes you have things that you have to deal with, you have to grapple with, you have to cope with. Sometimes you have obstacles that's just in the way that cause you to have to take a detour or pull over into the rest area. But the objective for you is as soon as you get your rest, as soon as you overcome the detour, as soon as you get back up when you get knocked down, immediately start back on the road, because that's what it is to be successful. Success is for the people and given to the people who never give up. Look, success is hard. I'm gonna just be real with you. It is extremely difficult. But it is the pursuit that gets you to be successful, not the perfection. Your life ain't judged on your perfection, because if it was judged on your perfection, none of us would get anywhere. Our life is judged on our persistence. It is your willingness to keep getting up, your willingness to keep believing, your willingness to keep praying, keep pushing. And I say push because push to me is an acronym. And a guy taught this to me some time ago, and I always look at it. I always say to myself, push, Steve Harvey, just push. But when I say I'm pushing, push is an acronym. Push stands for pray until something happens. And a lot of times I push when I have no idea when nothing is going to happen. Or I don't have any idea what's going to happen. But if I know, if I push, if I pray until something happens, something good always happens. Now, it may not happen in the day or time frame that I set aside, but something always happens. I always know, and I've said this several times on this show, that no matter what happens to me, I'm going to come out on the other side, as have you. You cannot think of one single thing that you've gone through that you haven't managed to get on the other side. Every bad day you felt you wasn't going to make it through. Every time you didn't have an answer. Every time you didn't know what to do. Every time you thought you just didn't see no way out. Do you know that you've overcome all of those? So the fact of the matter is, like I always say, your track record for surviving bad days and insurmountable odds is 100%. That God you serve 100% delivers you every single time, because you're still here. Keep pushing, everybody. Pray until something happens. Push. Don't ever give up. The race isn't given to the swift, but to him that endureth to the end. Just keep pushing. Y'all have a great weekend. Monday is Ladies Day on the radio. Don't miss Carla, Shirley, Mississippi, Monica, and special guest Cheryl Underwood. We have a host of surprises for you. It's going to be a good show.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.